Well, Josh, what issue in his speech is likely to see action by Congress?
I think there's a couple things President Obama mentioned in his State of the Union that we're going to see immediate action on. The first is going to be gun control. This is an issue that he has been talking about for some time. He is traveling the country to garner support for, and it's something that I think he saved his strongest lines for at the end of the State of the Union. So we're going to see a lot of work on this issue. I think the other issue that we're going to see a lot of work on, and most immediately, is immigration. He realizes that every issue has momentum, and that if you don't capture that issue, if you don't talk about that issue or take advantage of your momentum on that issue, you're going to lose the ability to pass any particular meaningful legislation over time on that, and immigration is one of those issues. And of course, shaping this entire debate is going to be the budget. What cuts are or are not going to be made? What revenues may or may not be increased as we try to reduce our deficit?
Is there one item that presents the biggest challenge for his administration that he brought up last night?
I think the one item that he mentioned that I looked at and said, man, good luck with that, would be the minimum wage. Democrats have long advocated increasing the minimum wage or tying minimum wage to standard living or inflation increases or cost of index increases. And the fact is, Republicans have been hostile to minimum wage increases for decades. I think his attempt to increase the minimum wage to $9 is probably dead on arrival unless Democrats can somehow win a majority of the House in the midterm elections in the next couple of years.
And a portion of his comments addressed education, early education for four-year-olds. How realistic to create incentives to accomplish that goal?
In today's political climate, with our economy still in some respects languishing with the latest jobs report mildly going up in spite of a GDP decrease, I don't think there's going to be any real incentive effort made to bring about those PK goals that he mentioned. We just don't have the money right now for what many people are going to see as secondary goals. The most important thing are going to be immigration, gun control, and I just don't see a lot of money being left around for secondary items.
Josh, as a Louisianan, what did you hear in his comments that you think would really help out the state? Was it the minimum wage proposal?
Well, undoubtedly, a minimum wage increase would help Louisiana tremendously. The fact of the matter is we have a disproportionate number of individuals below the poverty line. We also have a disproportionate number of individuals that are right above the poverty line. And an increase in minimum wage would go a long ways to helping out many of those working poor individuals in this state. Also, as we just talked about, his pre-kindergarten education proposals. Louisiana still is one of the few states in the nation that does not require or offer across the state and every district and every school the opportunity for our 4- and 5-year-olds to get an early education. We rely tremendously upon Head Start and private schools, and these initiatives would go a long ways to strengthening the education levels in our youngest kids. So those were a couple proposals that stood out immediately that stand to have the biggest impact on Louisiana.